Stand Up for Cornwall. A lot of people will have seen the hashtag, will have heard there is this campaign, but not totally understood why we are standing up for Cornwall any more now than ever before.
Well, I think there is this very narrow window of opportunity to get more devolved powers, and that's why we're saying stand up even taller now than you did in the past, because we're concerned, we're convinced that if we can get more control in Cornwall, not more power, just more control, then we can provide a better deal for the public.
I think the challenge some people have talked about is the understanding of what you mean by control and what other people mean by control.
Well, that's very simple, isn't it? If you take transport, there's a number of demands that we're trying to put to the government, which will give us integrated transport powers, like in London, so that we can make sure you have one ticketing system, it's integrated, so you can get on a bus that actually meets a train and so on. So that's for transport. For housing, we know that the big shortage in Cornwall is affordable, rentable housing. We can find ways of financing that, using government land and producing that as an offer. So it does vary from offer to offer what we mean by control.
Okay, what about for, as you know, we're talking from this perspective, for the business community. What about the business community? Where does it play its part in this?
Well, the business community are very important, because the one thing we have to do is to raise our economy. We have to raise wage levels, we have to make sure that there are lots of jobs and unemployment is low, and that they're well-paid jobs, not just seasonal jobs. Clearly, more lowly paid jobs and seasonal jobs are vital to the economy, but we need to up that standard and that quality. And that's where we need to be working with business, and in these days, of course, with the LEP, and we are working closely with the LEP to make sure that happens.